grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Indeed, we're back for another edition. Chris Valley's in the house and he's brought a guest.
Indeed I have. And good afternoon.
What's up, Doug?
Oh, well, you caught me off guard. I didn't even have a story lined up. All good. And here in the studio, a special treat for today is we have Renee Shingles, who is the new campaign manager for the Drug Foundation for the cannabis referendum.
What a hefty job that is.
Yeah, that's a word for it. It's definitely fun. Loads of fun. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting, next 7 months or so?
Have you just come on board?
Is this a sign that Normal New Zealand and the Drug Foundation have teamed up?
Oh, well, you know, we've always been on the same side, same page. And yeah, you could look at it like that, I guess. But, I think we all recognise that, hey, we've got about 7 months or so, right? It's September 19. It's held at the general election this year, for those people who don't know. And it's surprising, I think, how many people aren't quite sure of that. But it's during the election. You've got to be enrolled to vote.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't vote in the election either.
And I think we both bring complementary strengths, you know. And part of this campaign is we're all got to join together so that we can actually get the thing passed. This is our once in a generation opportunity, and don't stuff it up.
Yep, exactly.
Number one outcome you're hoping for from this campaign, is it just to get people out to vote on this particular issue, the referendum?
Yes,
definitely a majority yes is what we're aiming for. I think that the getting people out, this is going to be an issue that's relevant to a good portion of people that have previously been disenfranchised by the whole system. This is a topic that we are going to see an outcome for instantly. It's going to be something that our generation, as Chris said, actually gets to vote for. It's the first public referendum on this issue globally, and New Zealand has the opportunity to own that and really path forward on policy, a good piece of policy that focuses on harm reduction rather than just making a bunch of rich people richer.
Right. So general election, I might have my date wrong, it's in September, correct?
September 19?
Yeah.
So what is, what's the plan for the next few months before the general election? What sort of steps are you going to be doing? What are you going to be out pounding the pavement telling people about?
Well, a lot of it is making sure that people are enrolled to vote and voting. I think that's going to it could even be the difference between winning or losing, right? Mm. There's a huge amount of our support when you are not currently voting. So getting people so that they know they actually have to enroll to vote and actually doing it on the day, that's going to be a big part of our campaign and raising that sort of awareness. And I think, I think you'll find lots of different groups running lots of campaigns, but as long as we're complementary and all on the same page and heading in the same direction and not working at cross purposes.
Yeah.
Is anyone taking the Mormon approach and door knocking hard out?
Ooh, that could be done. Yeah. Could be. It might alienate more people. Yeah.
Low-key aggressive.
Yeah. Passive-aggressive knock on the door, that'll work.
So the government's going to be doing some work around this as well to inform the public. Is your approach going to be any different to theirs? Is there anything that you think, will you be consulting them to make sure their messaging is similar, or do you bring a different point of view?
They have to run it all by us.
What are they doing? When do they roll out their stuff? When do I see that?
So the final policy comes out at the end of March, and then from that they will probably be doing a public awareness campaign on what's in the policy. So what we will be doing is a lot more on the ground stuff, as Chris said. I've actually been out at all the Fat Freddy's concerts over the break. I know. Yep.
Could be more New Zealand than weed and Fat Freddy's?
And I've been wearing my Let's Talk Weed t-shirt with the big banner out the front. And you know what? People love talking about cannabis.
Right on.
At a Fat Freddy's concert, people are so excited by this topic that we are getting people to enroll to vote at the concert. They are literally pulling out a pen and enrolling to vote there. So, they are sitting talking to me for an hour and a half, and they're not just talking, stoner talk or anything. They are wanting to know what this looks like in their communities. They want to know why we haven't approached this differently when prohibition has been failing us for so long. like previously. But they're also really excited to be part of this vote. The support for a public referendum is really high. Like they everyone feels like this is a topic they have like should be voting on.
Big Hungry and I have been quite fortunate that we've had Chris Fowley coming in here for however many years and talking to us on this issue. So we probably have a fairly good idea in our heads of what the outcome might look like and how it might benefit people. But for people who don't necessarily have the luxury of having one-on-one time with someone who's an expert in the area, like, is there a place people can go to learn more or anything like that?
A specific forum for us New Zealanders.
Well, the government has their official referendums website, referendums.nz, I think. And but I think that at the moment it just kind of has the bill there, and if you want to wade through all the, you know, and read that, then there's not many people in the country that have yet.
Yes.
But
anywhere that I can find bullet points?
Well, yeah. I think we're all working on that too, to an extent. It's partly it's about working out what bullet points actually resonate with the most people and are going to carry us off over the line versus, you know, inadvertently turning off other people. So there's a little bit of that, but I get what you're saying. There's a lot of people. I think there's general awareness and understanding of what the bill means or what the referendum will do, I think, is quite low if you look at the technicalities. But I also think, on the other hand, not necessarily a good thing, but these things are not necessarily won on facts and figures, because if they were, we would have won it a long time ago. It's really on feelings and emotions. And if we start getting into all the technical details, which I love to do, most people can't quite keep up with it, or it's not really that important, or whatever, right? It's more about general feelings. So on the one hand, that's good for us as activists and those of people listening. It means you don't actually have to be an expert or think that it's really daunting to get out there and advocate for reform. Just do it. Just advocate what resonates with you.
I think that there's a lot of information out there. It's really important to remind everyone that this isn't the first time this has happened. Canada legalised over a year ago. The Health Canada puts out data on what they're seeing there regularly. You know, North America has been having this conversation for a really long time. This is new to us, but it's not a new topic. So there is loads of information out there, and all you really have to do is want to find it. I also think that there is a good portion of people out there that have probably had talking points in their own head for a very long time, and this is another opportunity for them to talk to people about it. Because really, this is the first time we've all had a license to talk about this issue out in the open.
I think that's why the referendum's, in a sense, kind of foolish, because if we've got all these facts, people can know all these things. It's already happened. Like you said, this is the first time a referendum of its type, but probably shouldn't be happening. The government should just be doing it because they know it's right on. But it's not happening, you know. So I mean, the ridiculousness there of the chance is just kind of annoying, right?
You do what you can with what you got.
Yeah, that's right. It is what it is. So, yeah, I hear
that
a lot.
Well, I've got this microphone. I don't want to say, fuck the government.
Someone has just texted in, they've said, what resources are available that I can share with educated but conservative friends that are worried about unintended consequences?
Yeah. So we've got Health Not Handcuffs, which is a campaign. The Drug Foundation, you know, does a lot of balance. And this isn't a new thing. We've been doing all this information for a long time. We have people that go overseas and review policy, the facts, the evidence. We have people doing research. So that's place. You know, have a look at some of the other international bodies. Like Health Canada, that's a government body. So there's some numbers going out there. But if you're talking about what conversations to have with your loved ones, always the most personally relevant is the best way to go.
Relate to yourself.
Absolutely. Talk about yourself, not about their opinions and how they should feel about this, but why you feel about this.
Kapai. Renee?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Cheers.
Ciao.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.